Welcome back to the Mini Mammals Podcast, episode 35. I'm Gage.
I'm Isaac.
And I'm Brody.
And we have a special guest today. Jacob, you can introduce yourself.
Oh, sorry. I just did.
Oh, right.
You interrupted me, Gage. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Jacob. This is going to go really weird.
We're going to have a great time. I promise.
Before we get into it, now a word from our sponsor. And we're back for episode 35. So how's everyone doing this week? How you doing, Brody and Isaac and special guest Jacob?
I'm feeling pretty sweaty.
Me too. It is hot.
I'm a little bit afraid that the video footage, if we put it in, it might be terrible. You might just get audio, but we're trying out video. And I feel like I'm going to get some nice sweat creases on my armpits by the time this is over.
We're testing video out.
Look forward to seeing me being sweaty. I hope my hair is nice. I don't know if I'll look over and check it at any point. Who knows how the night will take me.
So yeah, we got a face cam. We're trying it out. We're seeing if the video version works. There's a 50-50 chance that the video will be on the YouTube version. If you're listening to audio, nothing's changed, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I can't make video work into audio form. I don't know. But so here we are with Jacob. Jacob Copeland is actually went to high school with Isaac, and he went to high school with us technically, but he wasn't in Brody or I's class. And he wanted to come on the podcast. He listens to it. How many episodes have you listened to, Jacob?
I don't know,
like four or five recent ones.
Man,
if I'm being honest.
Right. Man, we've been going for 35 episodes, Jacob.
You told me you haven't listen to the whole episode for every single of the
I haven't yet. I've been meaning to, but I'll be honest with you. I just haven't had time. I just started listening to it like
It's only like 35 hours of content.
That was almost 2 hours long. Dude, so I've been 36 hours.
I made a new Fallout New Vegas character. I've already been playing for 20. So like, it's not like I don't have the time. Trust me.
I think I have like... I have hundreds of hours into Rainbow, so I mean, like, I think I have over 600 hours in Gary's mod, so I can't really speak on that.
Yeah, I know, Isaac. Video games have pretty much been your childhood, haven't they?
I mean, yeah, pretty much. Video games are what I do with myself.
Oh, come on. This whole generation's been raised on video games.
Hey, man, I was raised on video games, but I broke away from it. I did. Kinda. I still play them.
Says the guy who's playing 20 hours this week. What? Raised in it.
This week.
Living in it.
I didn't say this week.
Oh, what? Like the last summer vacation?
Probably since like, oh, I don't know.
Christmas.
The beginning of May.
Fallout New Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah. You playing on PC or Xbox or like console?
I'm playing on the PS3, so I get maybe like an hour in and then it freezes. So I kind of just do it like when I get home at the end of the day for a little while.
Well, at least it doesn't get the three-road ring of death.
No, because I was smart in that generation. In that generation, I got a PlayStation.
Yeah.
I know Isaac will disagree with me.
The 360, was better than the PS4. The PS4, or PS3, the PS4 was better than the Xbox One.
I agree with that.
At first, the PlayStation was better than the Xbox One originally, but then the Xbox Project X came out.
The Xbox was better than the PS2. The Xbox was better than the PS2.
I wouldn't know. I never really messed with anything besides the PS2.
Really?
Yeah, no, I only ever played on the PS2. I never got the experience with an original Xbox.
Yeah, same. I play backwards compatible original Xbox games on my Xbox.
Have you guys seen the pictures for the new consoles coming out? The Xbox that
the
looks like the Corsair One and the PlayStation that looks like a Wi-Fi router?
Oh, it looks so... Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how much hardware they can put in that.
You can't put your feet up instead of beer on the PS5. That's all I'm saying.
I feel like the PlayStation 5 isn't big enough to have the components
coaster,
that the Xbox Series X is going to have.
Right, because you always want to use your expensive electronics as a coaster.
Use a coaster is what I'm saying, so you don't ruin it. Expensive.
Oh, you put a coaster on the Xbox at the top
of
it.
Oh, yeah,
and then
of course.
You're doing it responsibly then. Then you're only, like, stopping airflow from cooling it. You're not, like, drenching it
of course.
with alcohol.
I don't know. I think the 360 was pretty good. I miss those days. I miss the 360 days.
Me too. Like playing Halo Reach with a couple buddies and doing wacky, you know, custom modes. I think that's where the 360 shined.
Like, well, when you guys play video games, you play, you know, online MMO games, you play, you know, shooter games, online multiplayer games. I don't.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I've always played, you know, single player games with a longer story arc.
Then the PS3 really is suited to you. I mean, oh, it
absolutely.
Still is.
That's why I argued with you so much about it in years past, is because we played different kinds of games entirely.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's old stuff, but the newer games are all pretty much just online. You can really only get online experiences on them, which I like, but I mean...
Oh, it doesn't bother me.
But I mean,
76 was a bust. That you know, that made me upset. But you know, everything else that I've played on current gen consoles hasn't disappointed me. The GTA 5 reboot from, you know, last gen to current gen consoles was cool.
Yeah,
they've been updating it like hell. They don't stop, and they're gonna fucking run themselves dry, and then the next.
Yeah, they just re-announced GTA 5 for next gen.
So yeah, ridiculous! They
just give us GTA 6 already. Come on!
I mean, everyone dumps tons of money into GTA 5 already on the stupid shark card. So I mean, they've got a good thing going for them.
Well, because their game is made not for their game is 90% the GTA Online is pay to play because. I mean, I don't spend any money on shark cards because I just don't play it enough. But I know that a lot of people do that because, I mean, they have updates that come out and it's like, oh, you have to have $10 million in game to even buy, you know, to buy most of it. And it's like, well, no one's getting like, how do you earn that from grinding? Like that's hours. That's like hundreds of hours.
It takes so long. I've tried it. You can't keep up with it.
I mean, the heists, they do have a few heists, like the new Diamond Casino heist, which I played and I made like 6 million from it. But that was after like probably 30 hours of gaming. Cause you got to set it up and then you got to actually do it. And it's like, it takes forever.
Yeah, I mean, I, that's kind of the biggest problem with GTA 5 is it takes super long. It's kind of monotonous. I'm not a fan of GTA 5 personally. Like I had it on the PS4 and I played it a little bit there and got bored of it and stopped. And then it came out for free on Epic Games and I downloaded it again, played it maybe 5 hours tops, and I was sick of it and stopped playing it.
Yeah, I hear you, man. That's kind of how I think a lot of... Well, it actually, they just gave it away for free on Epic Games, like you were saying.
Yeah.
And they had an influx of players, but the hacking went up because there's a lot of hackers that, you know, there's a lot of clients that you can... If you play it on PC, you can easily cheat millions.
Sure. Like
Brody and I, for instance, I didn't make him, but I talked Brody into buying GTA 5 earlier this year, like back in the wintertime. And we went online and there was like this hacker on there who was gifting everyone millions of dollars and we were getting shit tons. And I was buying like a shit ton of stuff like right away. That way I didn't lose it, which I thought was pretty cool. But Brody, remember that, Brody?
Yes.
Brody's like, I'm now going to get banned.
Oh, I mean,
who even cares? Honestly, Gage, can you give me some instructions on how I'm supposed to look into this camera? Am I supposed to just like just stare into it hard the whole podcast? I don't know.
I want full eye contact for the full hour, Isaac.
I mean, I'm trying to show you guys.
Like,
if you break the eye contact, you break the emotion.
I mean, I guess maybe.
I love how Brody has fucking GIFs on his screen.
Well, I'm trying to show it to you guys because it's kind of weird talking to nobody, but if we all had
like
webcams...
Like and subscribe if I you mean, like the...
And we were able to see each other's webcams, that would
I
make...
I can share my video real quick to you guys.
This is so, scuffed. Like, we're getting... This is weird. You got to advertise your water. Advertise your water, Isaac.
Nature's Promise.
Poland spring water.
No, this is made in Maine.
This is Maine.
I can this only is, watch one stream at once.
Hannaford brand water.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of Hannaford brand actually in the fridge. There's a lot of it left.
These bottles, they're like one step away from it being a plastic bag that you're drinking out of. It is like the cheapest, thinnest plastic you could imagine.
I love how I can hear you talking and doing the bottle before I can hear it on Discord.
Oh, sure, because you're just in the other room.
Yeah,
I could. Should I dare move my camera to show off the Epic Gamers? I mean, it's pretty good. I think the viewers would definitely want to see the setup. I don't care. You told me not to do it, Gage. You told me not to, but I'm. You see this? Boom! Look at that on a box. Wow. Got the computer back there that I dragged over here because
is this a podcast or a freaking YouTube video?
Yeah, what is this?
Yeah.
There's no structure. Let me show you my setup, and you can see his shorts and his socks, and it's like
gamer. Oh yeah, what do you think about the looks of the next gen consoles? Like, I know you said you can't put a coaster on the top of the PS5, but don't you think it's just kind of it's different looking, and I think that's cool.
It's different looking, but I feel like it's gonna not fit in with anything else on the shelf. You know what I mean? It's
going to stand out. Definitely stand out as weird, but I don't mind that. I think that's kind of neat.
Is Cody getting up?
I'm just grabbing something.
He's getting up in the middle of the party. All I can see is that wow meme.
Don't worry about it.
I am definitely looking forward to AC coming to the recording studio, the office sometime.
I'm excited. I'm counting down to the day that the repairman comes. It's like I walk in every day. It's like a jail cell thing. I'm like, this is day 36 with 90 degree temperatures. I actually look forward to going home at night. I'm like, okay, yes, I'm putting the gaming away.
We don't have AC at my house. So, I mean, when I go home, it's like I look forward to the car ride.
Yeah,
and then it's back to swapping.
Isaac, what do you mean when you go home? You don't go anywhere to begin with.
What do you mean?
You live in a compound up in New Portland. You're like, oh, you know.
I come to office. Okay, I come to Gage's office.
This is the second time you've been here this week.
I drive home in the nice air conditioning.
Yeah, in my Buick.
Your old lady Buick, Isaac.
It's a good enough.
Oh, I don't know.
It's pretty great.
I like Buicks, actually.
Bro, old
it's elegant.
I'd rather talk about my bike, to be honest with you. I bought a motorcycle.
Yeah, he's a bike guy.
You got rid of the old one. What did you name it again? It was you didn't?
No, I didn't. Greta. I still have old Greta.
Old Greta? Greta Thunberg?
The old Coleman CT200U.
Oh, boy. Greta Thunberg.
Greta Thunberg.
Yeah, that
although that bike did steal my childhood.
That was the funniest
though,
thing to see you pull into school on, you know.
Hey, so we're currently 21 minutes in. Maybe we should get into the juicy shit. What do you think?
Sure, I guess.
Sure, man.
I wanted this to look
the
like
juicy shit.
I'm juicy.
If you've ever seen those retro, you know, they'll kind of upload them on the news YouTube stations, but it's like retro. We interview people, and it's supposed to, like, that interview is supposed to represent the time, you know?
Oh, really?
It's like, how does a young man in America in 2020 feel about America at the time, you know? I wanted it to kind of look like that. I don't know what
We can do that.
What does Jacob, as a young man in 2020, feel strongly about? What is at the tip of your tongue at all times? Sort of thing.
Well, kind of a strange answer for someone from around here, but powerlifting, motorcycles, stuff like that. Although those aren't very specific categories.
That's enough.
Why don't you hit a few topics? So, like, politically, you know, globally.
No, I got a bunch of questions. I can be a question machine right now. Young man in 2020 feel about the outlook of the U.S.? What do you think the outlook of the U.S. is going to look like? Bright future, sad future?
Oh. Well, I have a similar similar belief to a few people, actually, that America can't have, you know, a president. It's hard for a country to have a president. Nobody can do that job, right? I feel like a woman could do that job. I feel like a black person could do that job. I don't care. Anybody can mess that job up just as yeah. well as everybody in the past has, except for the first, like, three. You know what I mean? So I think if Thomas Jefferson came back to – like, if he came up to the future, to 2020, he'd be like, you guys didn't write any new shit? Like, I wrote that by a fire so I could see what I was doing. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
Thomas Jefferson did specifically believe in
– You guys have phones in your pockets and spaceships. Like, come on.
So what does that mean? Do you think
– Well, that means – Well, listen to me. That means that this country can't have any one specific type of person be president because there's so many people in the country. We go from right to left every single time. We went Bush, Obama, Trump. Next, we're going to have, I don't know, some like
I hope Melania,
Latino
I hope,
woman or something. I don't know.
I hope Ivanka Oprah. Runs. I think she'd make a good president. Ivanka Trump, yeah.
Oh, you think so?
Do you think Biden or Trump's going to win the upcoming election?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think anybody's voting for Sleepy Joe.
Definitely not.
I have a hard time fucking.
I mean, I think both of them have kind of proved. Sleepy Joe's proved to be a pedophile. Donald Trump's proved to be not doing anything about the current problems in America. Ongoing right now, and I think that's going to let a lot of people down. So it's who's more so much, disappointing?
Yeah, but Isaac, there's only so much you can do at this point. Like we talk about in almost every podcast as of recent, it's like you really can't do much right now because of the current climate of racial politics. And you have, you know, if Trump went out tomorrow and said, you know, the new country of Chaz, we're going to go in there, we're going to militarize the National Guard, and we're going to take them out. The administration is going to be in the face of social media and in the face of the Democrats. Not weak, but all racist. That's what it's going to come down to. Oh, Trump's a racist. You know,
I don't think Trump's not racist. I just don't think it matters. You know what I mean? I think Trump's racist. I just don't think that matters at all.
Well, no, wait.
No. I want to finish.
I want to finish our first thought. So Jacob thinks that the president as a position, as the highest position of representing U.S. is going to sort of phase out, and we're going to phase out of having like presidents.
That's not what I said. You're putting words in my mouth. That's not at all.
I'm just trying to articulate what you're saying.
What I'm saying is the presidency goes back and forth, left and right, every single time a new president is elected. So who knows who we're going to have next? Who knows what we're going to have, you know, 15, 20, 60, 100 years from now? You never know. No. So what I'm saying is, you know, changes in leadership, changes in, you know, all political positions as a whole throughout the years is, I mean, the country may be in a good spot now in some people's eyes, may be in a good spot now in some people's eyes. 100 years, it's not going to what's happening.
So what is you're just saying it's all subjective?
What's that?
You know, it's all subjective. Like you thinking it's bad now is just a subjective matter, and that it's just.
Yeah, I'm not worried about anything. Okay, I think people that aren't in politics, I think people that don't work in, you know, politics, in office, on campaigns, whatever. I honestly think that their opinion doesn't matter. I think your vote counts. I'm not saying that. I just think, you know, nobody cares what – I'm 18, for example. Nobody cares what an 18-year-old has to say about politics. Yeah. Nobody's going to listen into what I have to say and be like, yeah, this kid has the answers. No. So I don't worry about it. I don't – everything – living so secluded like we do in Maine, everything that's on the news about the country, that's just what's on TV. So I don't really worry about it. I like living here. There's not much going on. And I guess my outlook on things is I don't really – I don't worry about the future because I don't really care.
How would you take it if all of a sudden things started changing around here? How would you take it if laws changed and all of a sudden you weren't allowed to have something that you're used to having? Let's say guns are fully banned and no one can hunt in this area because that's like a big thing to do in this area. Would you feel invaded? Would you feel...
No, because here's the thing. The activities that are popular in this area, hunting, fishing, kayaking. I don't care. The woodsman things that people do aren't things that I'm interested in. So I don't care if the culture around here changes. I just like how it's secluded and quiet.
Yeah.
The culture doesn't matter to me at all. I don't talk to anybody.
So Jacob, you were talking about how we're going back and forth. So something that we have spoke about on the podcast many times is political parties. So I personally believe that we should do away with political parties and someone runs on what they believe in rather than having the R or the D next to their name on the ballot. What is your take on that?
I agree that, you know, eventually political parties should be phased out. I think it's stupid to have to rationalize your beliefs to a specific group rather than just having your own beliefs. If you think about, you know, other countries, maybe in Eastern Europe, you know, countries that were part of the former Soviet Union, the political parties over there, they're not narrowed down. I mean, I don't remember what country it is specifically. There's like four or five different political parties, left and right. So everybody's beliefs can be very narrowed down. Everybody's beliefs can be very narrowed down, you know, to a point where they can't hear. And, you know, having to be picking a side is kind of stupid. It's like, you know, being the last kid picked for dodgeball. Nobody wants you on their team. But you have to be on one side of the other.
That's a good answer. I personally believe that there's a lot of money.
Thank you. That's subjective. So whether or not you think it's a good answer, Gage, that's what you got.
I believe personally that political parties, like I'm a Republican. I'm open about being a Republican. I mean, you know, we went to the same school.
I know.
I bet you've heard some stories. But, you know, I'm a conservative and I believe about 90% of those views. However, I'm 18 as well. So we have the presidential election coming up this November. For years I've had an interest in politics and I don't just follow someone because they have the R next to their name. I'm not like, oh, John Smith, you know, Republican, so I'm going to vote for them. No, because like personally in Maine, we got Susan Collins. I'm not the biggest fan of Senator Susan Collins, right? I think she is totally against what the founding fathers were intended, like of the fact that career politicians, I'm totally against people making a career in Congress. And she is part of that problem as well, because she's been in there for almost 30 years now, right? She's a Republican, fine. And she's, you know, she didn't vote to impeach Trump, which was very, very noble of her and all that. I think we need fresh faces in politics. I think we need both older people and younger people to like collaborate on ideas in Congress. That's the only way we're going to get stuff passed. That's the only way we're going to move forward. I think the biggest thing is compromise. And I think both parties need to be willing to compromise, the Democrats and the Republicans. Because regardless, I know there's a lot of people in that are Republicans that don't want to compromise, but there still are a lot of Democrats that don't want to compromise either. So there's a lot of talking that needs to be done.
Well, I believe that personally. This may come off as offensive to some people, but think of younger people, people that aren't of age to be politicians, people that aren't, you know, of age for certain things, as a minority. Think of it that way. So in years past, in the 60s, it was African Americans. It was women in the early 1900s. There's always a minority that wants more say in Congress. It's always going to happen. As time goes on and the younger generation becomes more educated, the younger generation is going to want more say. It's just the way humanity works. We're evolving as a humanity. Children want more say because children are smarter than years ago. And I am not saying that age restrictions in Congress should be low. Because like I said earlier, nobody cares what an 18-year-old has to say about politics.
Right. I don't even think I have it figured out yet. I'm 18. I can vote, you know?
I don't think I should be voting. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think I know enough about the system to have that power.
I've never thought of that before. Like, that's a very interesting point. Kids not feeling representing and wanting more political power because they're smarter now than they once were. I've never thought of that, but I see that.
Do you have another Brody question to hit him with?
Oh, let's hope so.
Good to ask how he feels about Chaz.
Chaz. Yeah, what's your opinion on Chaz, or the now renamed a Chop?
Oh, honestly, I don't really have an opinion. Like I said, I don't care. What happens here is on the news. It's on TV.
Sure.
Do you think the government should, you know, go in there and, you know, break it up? Because there are some Americans that are being held hostage within the borders. There's a warlord now that was 2 weeks ago a rapper that's now running everything with AR-15s.
The United States was founded on the belief that revolution is necessary. Revolution is necessary for developed ideological constitutions to come forth. But what I think over there, we can't fight in every revolution. You know what I mean? We can't stand up for everybody. Some people have to figure it out themselves. But, like, I don't think it's a cause worth standing up for enough. I don't feel like it's significant enough to really have an impact on, you know, the United States as a whole. So I feel like other than United States, you know, hostages and American hostages, other than that specific, you know, that one specific factor, I don't think it's worth it. I just don't think it's worth it to get involved with most smaller countries.
Okay, well, so here's my advanced question on top of that question. If more Chazes started showing up around the U.S. and we were okay with it, you know, they're allowed to do what they want to do. They're gonna create, you know, 10, 20 more Chazes around cities that are just zones that are, you know, autonomous. Would you be okay with that? Is that just life goes on and we're going on to?
I feel like you're getting a little hostile. I feel like it's starting to bother you a little bit that I just don't care.
Well, no, I'm just wondering if more Chazes show up, still the same reaction?
Essentially. I mean, like I said earlier, this area is secluded. This area, nothing happens here. It's Maine. I don't care about other parts of the world.
Okay, but
until it starts affecting here, I don't care.
Yeah, so let's say Skowhegan, all of a sudden, the people rise up and they take over Skowhegan and kick out the police. It becomes the swill hole that Chaz is today. Chaz,
I'd go shopping.
Every time you want to drive into Skowhegan to buy something at Walmart or drive through Skowhegan to get somewhere, you have to pay the stupid like toll fee that they're doing in Chaz to get in and get out.
I mean, Skaz.
How would you feel about that?
I don't know. Then I'd have to probably have more of an opinion on it.
But right.
I don't have to have an opinion on things because they don't happen here. Like
sure.
When
no, you're right.
Like when I listen to this podcast, usually I don't. The political stuff I listen to, it does interest me, but at the same time, it's just what's going on other places. I don't pay attention to it. Mm-hmm. I don't really focus in on things like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, so. Right now, because of the whole Chaz thing, there's a lot of conservatives that are speaking up. There's a lot of conservatives disappointed in the Trump administration as of now because of the lack of action they're taking. However, there is a lot of like this could turn into another civil war. You know, people are feeling it more than ever now, especially, you know, on social media and, you know, conservatives talking. What do you think about that? Like if there was a civil war to break out. Because, you know, half the country's divided with this black... Because let's be honest, Black Lives Matter is basically its own political party at this point. You know, you have all these people who are polarized on this topic.
I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that. Because it's... Going back to political parties...
Why aren't the Democrats talking about it?
Going back to political parties, though. I don't agree with that because it's such one... Such a specific matter. It's such a specific cause that... It feels wrong to, you know, pinpoint it to a party because there's conservatives, there's Republicans that, you know, are all for Black Lives Matter. You know what I mean? So it's not, I feel like it's wrong to.
It's somewhat bipartisan, you're saying.
Yeah, I think only conservative that's really, like, the only conservative politician that's really speaking out to be at full support is Mitt Romney because he's kind of a half.
Yeah, he's hardly even conservative.
He's kind of half Democrat, half Republican. He's not even an independent. He's like just. you know, one day, you know, whatever makes him look better on in the public's eye. But yeah, I think there's going to be a civil war that breaks out. And I'm not for wars. I dislike wars. I think that they are too expensive. And I think that they don't solve anything. And if we have a civil war in this country, I mean, because, you know, they're taking down statues. And it's not even just in America. It's all over the world. You have these protests in Europe, you know, the UK, Ireland, you know, all these countries. They're taking down statues of people that helped form this world, the globe in history, because they're quote unquote racist. I mean, they took down the friggin' Winston Churchill statue in Britain, which is like, what the fuck? And then they want to take down a Thomas Jefferson statue in DC. You know, they're taking down statues all over the country, which I think is very terrible.
Because I think it's wrong. I think it's disrespectful.
You think it's disrespectful?
I do. It's disrespect. I mean, I'm not one for history. What happened in the past is the past. But those monuments were erected because without what happened, you know, with whatever that monument was erected, whatever it's dedicated to, whatever happened then changed the world. It's very disrespectful to, you know, negate that and tear that down, destroy that memory. It's like, I don't want to say it's exactly the same thing, but in the eyes of looking at a nation, a culture, it's like tearing down a tombstone or something.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I don't agree with that. I think it's wrong. I think it's a bit excessive.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It gets the point across, but a bit too much.
Yeah. I mean, bro, we actually, Brody and Isaac agree that if a statue wants to be taken down, it should be a vote. You know, people should, yes, it should go through a committee, and we should vote on it as the American people rather than just, you know, breaking it. And even if it was taken down, it should go in a museum at least.
Yeah, it should be put somewhere. It shouldn't just be destroyed.
No, yeah, I agree. But as far as the Civil War goes, I mean, I feel like it's going to go as far as parties, really. It's going to be like, it's going to be bloody. And it's not even just going to be a traditional war. I mean, we're going to have, it's going to be cyber and everything else. We're going to have, you know, we're going to be hacking each other. It's going to be terrible.
It'll be exciting.
I don't know.
New Call of Duty games will be great.
Yeah, but I've heard that joke a lot. Oh, I played Call of Duty, so I'll be fine. But it's like,
no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying the new Call of Duties will have a lot.
You mentioned Call of Duty. Great. I'm like, that's a meme I see on Twitter.
I mean, do you really think it will turn to war? I mean, I think turn to war, I would stand up against them. I would definitely fight for the freedoms that this country was built and stands on. And these, I mean, Black Lives Matter, a lot of, these people have good intentions. A lot of them do. But a lot of the things that are being pushed would hurt the potential for freedom in this country. And that's a very valuable thing. That's a rare thing. That's something we pretty much exclusively have.
Right.
And I would take any measure to stand for that. Chaz, there's no freedom. There's no freedom in Chaz. You know, it's not saying that's what they would make.
But Chaz is freedom, he says.
I don't know. But would it really? I don't think it will turn to civil war. I think that's too extreme. It might, but
if we keep it up, it will be. Because it's going to get too, the tensions are too high. So, Jacob, do you consider yourself a Democrat, an independent, or obviously you're not a Republican, but what do you consider yourself?
It's funny that you say obviously. Why would you say obviously?
Because I don't know. Are you a
Republican? Breaking it down. Jacob, breaking it down. Why would you think that, Gage? Why would you think that, Gage?
Okay, so what do you think of this hat then? Okay.
Your MAGA hat?
You're not a Republican.
Your MAGA hat.
Yeah.
I think it's stupid. MAGA. I think it's flashy.
So you're not a conservative then?
That's not what I said.
That's not necessarily, no.
Okay, yeah. Okay,
I said
okay.
The hat is stupid. I didn't say the ideology.
Maybe you're the 4% of Republicans behind
it is stupid. I said the hat is stupid. The hat's flashy and shows off. It's dumb.
Okay, so.
That's all it is.
The mic's yours. Tell it. What are you?
Well, I have a very interesting stance on everything. It's funny that Brody, you know what, Brody, I want you to ask me political questions. Break me down into categories.
There is no way to break it down. Okay, there isn't, because you can hold all the liberal ideas you want and still declare yourself a Republican.
Sure,
you can say you're a Republican, but all your ideas are going to be liberal. You know what is that supposed to, what is that person supposed to be?
Declared
that person
actual,
is just whatever they say, right?
I suppose.
So I can say okay. You realize we have a deficit in the country. Do you still want to keep spending money, or do you want to try to close up that deficit till it's nothing and just keep trying to save money and keep, you know,
keep spending money? But
you
want
to keep spending money in hopes to stimulate stuff.
But what I will say, yes. But what I will say, is that my beliefs come from a very objective point of view. Completely politically, I would lean Republican. Yes, 100% politically on government issues, not on any social issues, not even Black Lives Matter. Purely, you know, pen to paper government issues, I would lean Republican. Yes. Anything else, any racial matter, any civil liberty issue, anything like that would come to me leaning or me leaning Democrat, me leaning.
Okay, Republican. But I think what the words you just said are a big problem in politics nowadays, a big problem that the news, I think, has really pushed in saying that your hard law beliefs and your personal racism and those sorts of beliefs are tied to some sort of... I don't think those are really tied to your political party. I mean...
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was saying earlier.
It's portrayed that way a lot of times because... maybe someone wants to call someone else a bigot for their political beliefs, and they want to find a reason why they are, but it's not that way. It's really, I don't know. I think it's a problem that we get caught up with personal biases and personal racism, and we connect that to a political party, but that's really not at the core of it.
Well, Donald Trump believes the country should be run like a business.
Yep.
I 100% agree with that. If somebody fucks up, fire them. If somebody's doing something they shouldn't do, fire them. Get rid of them. They don't need
You're
to be
fired.
Here.
You're fired.
Exactly. They don't need to be here. They're not contributing. They don't need to be here.
Mm-hmm.
So... socially, I mean, I do lean left. I'm very, very blue, but I don't know.
So what social issues are you most passionate about?
None. I'm not passionate about anything politically. That's why this podcast is so interesting. That's why I wanted to come on here, because I'm not passionate about anything politically at all. I don't care about politics. So,
okay. That's a good stance then. So,
however, I know about them. I just don't care.
So we've talked about this many times before. We keep going back about things we've already talked about in previous episodes, but this is interesting because we talked in one episode about how a lot of young people have a similar, you know, thought where they don't care about politics. They say, "Oh, my vote doesn't matter," or "I don't have any interest in getting involved with it because it's so controversial." There's a lot of people, like at our high school, for instance.
I understand what you're saying, though. There are a lot of people
stayed away from politics, and there's a lot of adults that do the same.
I think a lot of people are ignorant to politics. I'm not ignorant to politics. I just, you know, I am knowledgeable. I watch the news. I listen to people. I talk to people. Yep. But I don't get involved with it. I don't take a stance because when that conversation arises, I don't want to be in someone's face yelling about it because it's something I don't have much control of. I have one vote. That's it. So it's not worth my time to get that passionate about it. I don't have a career in politics. So why would I get that passionate about it?
Do you feel like a lot of young people, though, get too personal about politics?
I think a lot of young people get way too personal about politics. I think, like I said, no one cares what an 18-year-old say about politics. No one cares what the folks have to say. No one's going to listen to this and think about think this podcast has the right ideas. You know what I mean? Like nobody.
Sure.
So why get that passionate about it if it doesn't? I don't know. It's a good thing to think about.
Yeah.
It's not for everybody to act on it.
Right.
But I think everybody should think about it. At least everybody should be knowledgeable going on around them. But to get to be active and get involved with it, it's not for personally just don't engage myself in things like that.
Well, I think it's important for
if there was a riot, I'd stay home. I don't care.
That's very good.
But you don't think it's important for young
people. I'm staying out of it until something comes through my window. I don't care.
Do you think the country would be better handled if people were more into politics, or do you think it'd be better handled if we just let the government basically run itself? Like, how do you, since you seem pretty careless about what goes on in politics, what do you think would actually turn out into a better country? Do you think people like you would make it a better country, or do you?
No. I'm saying people that are qualified to do the job should do the job.
Right.
I know things about it. I know things about it. I don't have a career in it. People that have a career in it should pursue that. People
like Annika Carey, valedictorian of the class. Self-sustained,
I think she should have pursued something. You know, valedictorian of our class, Isaac, should have, you know, pursued something in politics.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's something that, you know, she could actually make a career out of.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree with career politicians. I don't think you should be in Congress. But I think if you want to do things with politics, that should be your life.
Mm-hmm. Do you think there should be a term limit on, like, Congress members?
Absolutely, yeah. I think there should. I think every administration, I think the House of Representatives and the Senate, Congress, should turn over halfway through every presidential term. Every 4 years, but offset.
Get some new ideas in there. Get some actual things happening.
Not a change in overall executive administration, but a change
people, faces, exactly. Opinions.
Do you have any opinions on like how we vote, our voting systems?
There should be more qualifications to vote. I feel like there should be some sort of test. You need to know what you're voting on. You need to know what you're talking about to vote. Some sort of multiple choice test that takes 5 minutes beforehand. Something simple. But you know what I mean? You should be able to, you should know what you're talking about.
So that would actually...
You should at least have some beliefs. You don't need to be the most educated, but you need to have beliefs.
Right, because I think a lot of people, like especially the people on welfare, I'm not saying anything bad about people that get welfare assistance, but I think a lot of people that are Democrats and a lot of people that get welfare just go to the polls and vote for whoever's Democrat because they're going to keep feeding them the welfare checks and they're going
to
keep...
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. A lot of people are ignorant to what they're actually voting
for. Right. Yeah, no, I think the biggest problem is people not understanding the problems and not taking an interest or the initiative to learn. I agree. I think that, you know, you go about it you go about it in an interesting way. Until it affects you, you don't really care. Which is a little bit of a different way than a lot of people around here, especially. I find it that we're very passionate
around
the show.
People around here don't have the right to get upset about what's going on in the rest of the country, I feel, because it doesn't affect them.
Okay, so like
other than the shutdown, what do people around here have to complain about except what's on TV? Answer me that question, and I'll change some of my beliefs. I'm serious.
So I think one thing that one of the big reasons Trump was elected was because of the infrastructure. Our country has terrible infrastructure. You know, not just in our little neck of the woods, but all around the world.
I'm going to hit you with a little bit of a curveball, though. Delve into that. Tell me why.
Lack of money. The funding. The people in charge. You know, we're wasting so much money on shit that we don't need. I mean, I think the most important parts of our government is education, military, and infrastructure. You know, we don't need all of these other programs. I understand food stamps is important for some. Actually, since Trump got in office, we've saved billions on food stamps because a lot more people are getting jobs, which is a plus. But we still have waste, and a lot of that waste comes from the lack of compromise in Congress because we're just pissing money out in the wind on things that don't benefit the average American.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean,
we can't agree on what benefits the average American, because we can't agree on what the average American is.
Okay. Well, I personally believe that, the working class is the most important of the American citizens. I think that, you know, that means a lot less nowadays, because in the 60s and the 70s, that was middle class. Nowadays, a lot of working class people are in the lower tax brackets because they just don't make as much. So I think we need to focus our main, we need to focus on the people that are working, and the lower people that aren't making as much working, we should focus on them as more than middle class people like around here. Well, there are a lot of lower class people in our area, but there are some middle class, higher end middle class people as well. But I don't know. It's complicated because our economy in Maine is a lot different than the economy in California or New York. Well,
and Maine's economy has changed over the years. Like now, a lot of Maine's economy is tourism, but it used to be
housing market,
a lot
for
of
instance.
Mills. Like we're losing our industry in this state, right. And that's a big reason why politics still do matter in rural areas, because we still have to pay taxes and we still have to have jobs and we still have to, function as people. So having a job in
paper.
Industry, having our dollar worth something at all and not turn into like yen where you go and buy something and it's like thousands of yen.
Well, Madison Paper, for instance, was a huge taxpayer in Madison, Maine. North Anson used to have a mill that shut down before our time, but those are huge. They pay millions every year in taxes. And now that they don't really operate anymore, those towns took a huge hit, and that only affects the people that live in that town because then their taxes go up. Mm-hmm. But the economies in our area, for instance, like we have Southern Maine, where the housing is more, the cost of living is more. But in our area, you can get a house and some land for, maybe $80,000 to $120,000. And then if that's a base price. Whereas if you're in New York, it might be $400,000, $500,000, $600,000 just for a house with no land. And California, it's like double that. San Francisco, for instance, you can't get a house for a minimum of $1 million. And that's not even a house. That's like, I saw a documentary on that. It's just a tiny little shack. My point is, we have a problem right now where and we talked about this actually in the last episode, which isn't out right now, but it will be, the amount that people earn and the cost of them and their productivity over time. And the trend actually surprised me. But I think a lot of it comes from the economy and lack of industry.
Okay. I agree with that. I don't disagree with that.
Yeah, I mean, the infrastructure. We drive out, it's shit. Why can't we fix, why can't we make it an effort? I mean, especially main roads. Main roads, not state of main roads. I'm saying main roads. You drive to Waterville, it's like, friggin' gonna get launched to the moon.
I will tell you, it's a very working class point of view. But I worked at Kennebec Lumber a while, and packs of flooring that come out of that mill have to be graded, appropriately. They have to be, up to par, to say. And a lot of the people that work there don't care about their job, so a lot of the things that get sent out, it's supposed to be a very select grade. It's supposed to be a very high grade flooring, but it's shit because people aren't putting any care into what they're doing. And any career path, even working at that mill could be a career path for somebody or people that have been there 10, 15 years. But, if that's going to be your career path, make that your career. The reason I don't work there anymore.
Yeah.
The reason I don't work there anymore is because I was good at my job, but I didn't care about it. Don't half-ass what you're doing.
I get you. I understand. That's a good way to look at it.
And a lot of work that gets done in our infrastructure is half done. It's half-assed. People don't care what they're doing it for the paycheck, not for.
There are too many people like that, Jacob. It's terrible. There's so many people like that. And it's unfortunate because it not only hurts the business that's hiring them, but at the same time, have some dignity.
I've seen trucks get sent back hundreds of times because things weren't graded properly. Things weren't up to code. Things weren't where they needed to be.
The business more.
And what do you think? What stems that problem? Do you think with people just not caring about their work? What?
It's too easy for people to work in important positions if they don't care. In a lot of cases, at a place like that, it doesn't matter too much. It's just floor if you think about it in the grand scheme. Mm. But I'm thinking about that as what about people at like Apple? What if they were doing that? What if somebody making iPhones was slacking off a day and a shipment of them exploded when people started using
them? They'd get canned.
What's that?
They wouldn't have a job.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. And so my job at the mill was to make sure everybody else that was putting the packs of flooring together was to make sure that they did their job right, make sure it went together right. And if it didn't, I didn't really have the authority to yell at them, but sometimes I would if it was a dumb enough mistake. You know what I mean? Like, if you were slacking off and being stupid, somebody would speak to you. And in a lot of places, it's not like that. A lot of politicians can do what they want without that slap on the wrist, without that, you know, control. Everybody needs control. The president has checks and balances to control him. Everybody needs control themselves over what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody needs authority. And it's not enforced enough in our infrastructure because, like I said, everything's half-assed, half done. Nobody cares.
Do you think
when I don't care, don't do it?
When I think of people not caring about their jobs, I just think it's because maybe it's because they've just general too much security. Maybe it's because they're in that position because they have to be in order to be an intermediary between them getting government assisted paychecks. Because
take school teachers, for example. The people we trust to educate our children go on to, you know, occasionally on file, you know, molest kids or have inappropriate relationships with them, be on drugs outside of school or whatever it may be. We trust those. That is a government job, but that's a job with security. It's so hard to get fired as a teacher.
Well, in this area it is.
In this area, yeah. But there's problems just like that in other areas, you know, in other positions. And what I'm saying is it's very hard to qualify people other than just on pen and paper. It's very hard to qualify people, you know, their actual intent.
Okay.
I guess I just second guess people. I don't get involved, so I don't care. Everybody lies eventually.
Yeah. And that's one of the unfortunate facts of life.
Being human.
Yeah.
Well, Jacob, I want to say thank you very much for coming on the show. But before we end it, now a word from our sponsor. And we're back. So thank you, Jacob, again for coming on. This was a great conversation.
If you say so.
We got to have Jacob back on. We got to have more conversations.
We should have Jacob's back on.
Voice matters.
Okay. If you want to come back on after this episode comes out, you're more than welcome to. We promise we won't keep you waiting for an hour, though.
Yeah.
Hashtag all voices matter.
That's okay. Next time, no politics. Next time, I'm going to bring some topics.
This is Jacob's
podcast.
I want to pick your brains on some individualistic things.
That sounds like it might be a couple weeks from now because we're pre-record. This is part of like pre-recording episodes, but
Brody's camping right now, and I'm having my wisdom teeth out.
What episode will this be? So I know what
this will be. This will be 35. This will come out the next Friday.
Monday. Our episode's come out on Monday.
Oh, yeah. Whoa. What am I even talking about?
This comes out Monday. Monday.
Yeah.
Brody will be getting back from his camping trip, and I'll be having my wisdom teeth out, so I'll be retarded for a few days.
Oh. As if it's any other way, regardless.
Yes. Oh, okay. Okay, well, we'll see you guys next time. Like, share, and comment. And I hope you like the face cam.
Hopefully. Yeah. Hopefully.
Is the face cam going to be in it?
The five people that like the face cam.
Jacob, do you have anything you want to plug? Any YouTube channels, Twitters, anything?
Nope, I guess not.
Okay. Okay. Well, hey,
maybe next time.
Maybe next time. Okay. Well, I've been Gage.
I'm Isaac.
I'm Brody.
I'm Jacob.
Oh, yeah. You did it! Perfect. We're signing off. Have a good one.
See you later.